Can you believe it? We are in the week of Christmas, and Pam from Poppies has some amazing Christmas gift ideas for the loved ones in your life. We're going to be talking about books for the guys, books for the girls, and books for the children. So, Pam, let's start with some guy options.
Okay, so this is just a sprinkling, remember. There's heaps more. So these are ones we've probably already know. We've got Devotion by Adam Marcos.
That's been a great seller, hasn't it?
It has. So this is the great one about the two guys on the aircraft carrier and in the Korean War.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So really great.
That's Devotion. Perfect.
Yep. And then next we've got the third in the J.K. Rowling Robert Galbraith series.
Yes, that's right.
So that is called Career of Evil. So fabulous book.
You really rated that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was great. And I've read the first one, not the second one, but now the third. So I've got to go back and read the second one.
You've got a bit of work to do, Pam.
I have. No, really great.
So that's in the guy category. Keep going.
Yeah, and the third one that we picked out was the follow-on to the Stieg Larsson series.
Yes. So this is the one that's written by another author, isn't it?
Yes, who was obviously given permission, David Lagercrantz. Mm-hmm. So this is The Girl in the Spider's Web.
You actually thought he was a bit better than Stieg Larsson, didn't you?
Well, you know, I got a bit slated for that.
Yeah. But hey, that's the thing about books, Pam, isn't it? It's all about your own opinion of them.
I know. And my favourite book won't be your favourite book, but
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, so there's three great options for the man in your life. Let's talk about the girls.
Okay, the girls. Right. So if you enjoyed the first Me After You, Jojo Moyes, then you'll want to read the second one.
That book is on my list. I'm hoping someone's listening.
Sorry, After You.
Yep,
so
gorgeous.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great read. Then we've got the New Zealand, the Napier woman, who Tina Clough, who wrote Running Towards Danger. It is Running Towards Danger, yes. A good thriller.
Yes.
A good thriller. And she's written some more books, but we don't have them yet.
Okay, fantastic. So go and support a local author there. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so that's good. And then we had Mary Rose McColl Swimming Home.
That sounded really intriguing.
Look, it was so hard to try and pick a few books out.
Yeah.
There are so many others.
And that's the thing about Pam and Brett at Poppies. If you go in and see them and say, this is the kind of thing that I like, they'll advise you and point you in the right direction.
Bring in your shopping list.
Yeah, that's right.
For aunties and cousins and the kids and everything. And we'll sort you out.
Easy as that. All right, we'll save the best to last in the children's category.
Okay, well, David Walliams, a great children's author. He's had a lot of publicity lately.
Mm.
This is his latest one.
So he's the one half of Little Britain.
Exactly. Mm. So this is Grandpa's Great Escape.
That's cool. And I didn't realise he was into the paperbacks. Yeah.
Yeah, the kids just love his books.
Okay,
so
great.
So he's written heaps. Great. Now here's another person who writes a long series. This is The Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Yes.
Now here we've got number 10, I think it is. Yep, number 10. And it's old school. So again, another one the kids wait for the next book.
Okay, all right. So if that's on their list, you need to pop in and see Poppies.
It is. And for the girls, anything by Jacqueline Wilson.
Mm-hmm. She's really popular.
Kind of softish, 8 to 12s, I guess.
Okay, perfect.
So this is Opal Plumstead.
I love the cover of that.
Gorgeous, gorgeous girl book.
Okay. And finally, now this is to die for. This is a younger children's book. It's called There's a Bear in My Chair.
By Ross Collins. Now this is a really gorgeous story of a bear and a mouse.
Oh, it looks amazing, Pam. Can you read us a couple of pages?
Oh, certainly. Here we go. There's a bear on my chair. He's so big, it's so hard to share. There isn't any room to spare. We do not make a happy pair, a mouse and a bear with just one chair. When I give him a nasty glare, he seems completely unaware. I don't know what he's doing there, that bear who's sitting on my chair.
And there's a surprise ending,
There's a real payback for the bear at the end.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that looks absolutely gorgeous.
It's beautifully and it's gorgeous.
All right, so listeners, we've given you some great ideas there for Christmas. If you would like to win one of those books, all you have to do is give us a call right now on 8309393. If you're the lucky winner, simply you get to pop into Poppies and decide which book that you would like, and Pam and Brett will help you on those decision-making processes. Pam, thanks very much. It's been lovely having you in this year, and I hope lots of people out there get reading.
So do we. So happy Christmas to everybody, and keep safe and read lots of books.
And thank you so much for all the yummies.
Yeah.
You're so welcome.